Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Now, I like this kind of prayer meeting. Go to prayer meeting, and a man ain't never walked, started walking. I bet you there's a lot of people start coming to prayer after that. Boy, I bet, can you imagine the crippled people start coming to prayer? Get me to that prayer meeting over there. Man, where that happened at? Happened in the temple. When they meet up there? Every day, 3 o'clock. Man, I got to get to that prayer meeting. Something happening over there. So people are flocking to the temple now. And they're getting saved. How you know? Because you're going to see something here in just a minute here. Watch what happened. "And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, 'Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk?'" Why are you looking at me and John as if we got some holy ingredient, that we got some special power that y'all don't have? He said, "Don't look at us. It wasn't us." You'll realize that you're just a vessel that God's working through, and he gets all the glory. So what is he going to do now? He's going to glorify Jesus. Watch this here. Listen to what he says. He says in verse 13, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob." Notice he's talking to Jewish men now, so he's bringing them right back to the beginning. "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted to you." Peter got some boldness now in him. You know, a little old girl asked, said, "Don't you know him?" He said, "I know not the man." Start cussing. Listen to what happened. He says, "You killed the Prince of Life, whom God have raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses." Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. He's saying, "The one y'all killed ain't dead no more." See, he believed in the resurrection. "The one y'all killed, he ain't dead no more, and we are eyewitnesses. We done saw him. We've been with him, and he's not dead." And look at this verse 16, because here's the key. "And his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom you see and know." Yes, the faith which is by him, almost say it this way, the faith which comes from him, have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So Peter said, listen, it wasn't our own holiness, it wasn't our power that did it. It was faith in the name of Jesus that made this man strong. It was his name, through faith in his name. Well, how do you know Peter used faith? Because when he said, "In the name of Jesus," he was releasing his faith. He had faith that the name could raise that man up from being crippled. You have to have faith in the name of Jesus. You just can't be using the name like a good luck charm. "In the name of Jesus," ain't expecting nothing. You have to use that name. When you use it in faith, you're using it with expectation, because you're expecting Jesus to perform something right then. Yes. Right? Jesus said, "Whatever you ask or demand as your right, in my name, I'll do it." So if you use the name in that way, without expecting a performance of what you say, then you have used the name in unbelief.
Amen.
Means you don't have no confidence in it. I'm just going to see what's going to happen. You know, I'm going to use the name. You know, we're going to pray in his name, but you know. You know, you go in and you pray, and you pray for somebody that's sick, and you pray in Jesus' name as soon as you walk out the room. You know, the doctor ain't giving but about 4 more hours. See, you don't want people like that praying for you. They come in and they pray a big old elegant prayer. Call heaven down. Then walk out and say, you know, they ain't going to make it through the night. You don't want nobody praying for you like that. Somebody come pray for you, say, now whose name you going to pray in? And what you expecting to happen? Some people just pray to just ease people, to comfort them. I just come to pray for you, make you feel good. There ain't nowhere in the scripture tell you to pray for people to feel good. Pray for them to be healed. That's what you're expecting, right? Now, I'm not the healer, am I? Peter wasn't the healer, was it? He didn't say he's healed that man, did he? He didn't say that he was on his own holiness. You know, I live a good life, a good, clean life. That's why God could work through us like this. He said, well, but one thing made this man whole, and it was faith in Jesus' name. It was faith in the name. Every one of us in here can have faith in that name. I've told you, I've given you illustrations on how the name has worked in my life. Gabriel had an asthma attack. We called it an asthma attack, and we didn't know what it was at the time. He was up in Ohio, called one morning about 3 o'clock in the morning. They say Gabriel's having real difficulty breathing. We want to know if we need to take him to the emergency room. I said, let me spend a few minutes praying with him. Put him on the phone. I start praying in tongues. And I'm rebuking the devil, and it's not getting any better. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost told me what to say. And I didn't know because I ain't never claimed that he ain't never been diagnosed with asthma, nothing like that. I said, you spirit of asthma, loose him in Jesus' name. He said, the pressure's starting to go away now. It's not heavy like it was. And so we dug in. I said, got him. We got him. And in a few minutes, he said, everything back to normal now. I prayed over Pastor Cece's foot, had broke bones in her foot, and the Lord put them back together. Amen. I prayed over her foot like this, Father, in Jesus' name, put the broken bones back together again. So when I finished praying, I said, now, was you wiggling your toes when I was praying for you? She said, no, I couldn't move nothing. I said, well, the Lord just put the bones back together because I felt them when they rearranged in my hand. Amen. I done seen the name. I done rebuked fevers off my children. Fever, get out of here in Jesus' name. I done rebuked devils, cast devils out. I woke up one morning, and there's a spirit standing right off to the edge over there on the corner at the edge of my bed, looking at me. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is that? He said, that's a spirit walking through dry places seeking rest that's been cast out of somebody. I said, oh, okay. He looking for a place to rest. I say, look, you ain't gonna find no rest around here. Keep moving. Get on down the road. Get out of here in Jesus' name. You ain't gonna get no rest here. And I did that and went on out, gone, down the street. So I got up and went and prayed over my children, gave them treasure, went to their bedroom and just, you ain't gonna stop here either. Keep moving.
Amen. It's real. Amen.
We went into we had a house that we used to live in. Every now and then we'd have a spot that used to stink real bad. It's in the middle of the floor, just a foulest odor you can imagine. And so I thought something had done died in the house. I'm looking for a little mouse done died or something, you know, something done crawled up somewhere done died. I done pulled the refrigerator out, pulled the stove out. I said, well, it must be coming down underneath the floor here, under the wood. And it'd be there for a while, and then it'd go away. And it'd be there a while. And then one day I got to praying. We came home. I got to praying. I said, Lord, show me what that is. And I started praying in the Holy Ghost. And I looked back over there from my prayer room, and I saw a spirit standing there. I said, all right, you've been done covered now. I say, out of here in Jesus' name, and don't come back on my property.
Amen.
This one, I saw walk out the door, walk down the driveway, and I followed him to the door. I stood at the door and watched him walk down my driveway and go down the street, looking back at me like this here, with a bunch of little ones behind him. Smell was gone. A few weeks after that, I come back, smell right there again. We walked in the house, and there it is. And I knew right there, I said, didn't I tell you don't come back in here no more? Get out of here in Jesus' name. Smell gone. Never had that problem ever again. The spirit world is real, y'all. I ain't trying to freak you out. See, the devil would like just come in your house, get in your recliner, kick back, and say, they don't even know I'm here. But when you stay full of the Holy Ghost, you stay in fellowship with God, when he step on your property, you know about it. And I'll tell you another thing, the grace of God covering you.
Amen.
Even when you ain't around, God's power is working. Because you put the bloodline out, I'm like, oh, now, glory. We ain't even talking about the blood yet. You start pleading the blood, and you done hit him with another weapon. I come outside, going to work one morning, and looked over there across my driveway, and saw something laying out there straight like this right here, and I said, hey, look, what that stick doing? Because I ain't got no trees over there. I said, what that stick doing laying out there like that? I got my fence, 2 feet of grass, and then the concrete start. And this stick was halfway on the grass and halfway on the concrete. And I say, now, that's a strange place for a stick to be. I wonder if that's a snake. I better check this out. So I walked over there, and guess what? It's a snake laid out. And guess what? He was dead. He was dead. Stretched out in a straight line, dead. And then I began to examine him for marks. He had a mark on him. I say, well, look at that. The bloodline. I say, he didn't even get on my property good, and he dropped dead. Stop living. See, when the church start really walking in the authority and the power, when you start walking in the power of God. I remember when I first started coming into all of this, we had a big old fence line on side the house. And so I came home one weekend, and that fence line was full of poison ivy. Just blooming poison ivy. Now, I don't recommend you do this.
Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. You've been listening